Hello explorers, welcome to PJS Explore Show, where you and I explore our real self. First of all, thank you so much for choosing this podcast to be your friend for 10 minutes. Well, I want to ask you that how are you all doing? I know that it's been a long time since I interacted with you all. Actually, I was busy with my exams. So now as my exams finally got over, why not take this show on the very next level, right? Oh, I forgot to tell you that today I have iced Americano with me because it's so refreshing and cool. So, I'm observing from a very long time or from many days that so many teenagers and adults are watching, and there is so much trend about the fictional world and fictional stories. Like whenever I, you know, scroll down the Instagram and other things, so I always see the, you know, posts of fictional fan fictions thing, like on Pinterest and Wattpad. I don't know what are the platforms actually, but yeah, it is on that we can see fan fictions, most of the fan fictions on it. So I'm like, as you know, that I'm quite observer and I always crave for exploring new things. So I just want to explore in this fictional world. So what are we waiting for? Let's just dive into it. So have you ever found yourself so engrossed in a book, movie or TV show that you forgot about the real world around you? Like, do you ever wish you could live in that fictional world that you used to see and used to imagine? Well, it's not always about the fiction you always see. It's also about the imagination that we see in our mind, that where we actually make our fictions. Well, you are not alone. Today, we will explore the concept of living in a fictional world, its appeal and its impact. Firstly, if you ask me that whether I have also read some fan fictions, then obviously my answer is yes. Like from very past days of very past few months, I am watching, like reading some fan fictions, which is like kind of Cafe Girl and like, you know, some romanticized plot, which actually makes me feel so loved, and it makes me feel so good, like internally. It's just that I'm enjoying some fan fiction which are apparently so good. The first question that here arises, that what does this actually fictional world mean? So I searched from so many platforms, websites and Googles, and finally I get that fictional world is something that it is any setting you create for your story, whether that's a small rural town, a generational spaceship or a panoramal universe, world building across genres and subgenres. There's something about fictional worlds that draws us in. Like from this I get to know that this is something that we create according to our story. Like in today's environment where we live, we always try to escape from it. It's bitter truth, but it's actually the truth that we always want to, for some time, go in another environment that where we can actually, you know, feel some relaxed, loved. And there are some persons also that feel like, why don't I have some adventure in my life? That's why they also prefer to choose the fan fictions, which are actually the, you know, the adventurous, thrill and, you know, horror type thing. So perhaps it's the sense of escape from our mundane reality or the excitement of discovering new worlds and characters. The possibilities are endless. Like the imagination that we carry inside our head is something that We can't even, it's limitless. We don't put a limit on it, whether we want to, but it's never, possible to stop ourselves from that imagination. And it's perfectly fine. Like it's not your fault. It's perfectly fine to experience, to think about that thing, which you always think that it must be in your present. And we can experience things we never would in our everyday's life. So, fictional worlds can also provide us with a sense of comfort and familiarity, especially if we have grown up with a particular book or movie series. Like, I always, very fond of Harry Potter from the very starting. This Harry Potter series was suggested me by my sister, and this one movie or series is so special to me. And even from many parts of the world, people love this, movie and this series. This fan fiction, this fiction is beyond our imagination, from at least from a common man or from, just commoners like us. It's beyond our imagination. Firstly, I see that picture, I was just like, what? Like, this is the imagination. Like, this was a commendable job that J.K. Rowling had done. So yeah, there are so many fan fictions that or movies series that actually make me feel so, that I should also feel, that much imagination. Even the K dramas and C dramas and Thai dramas in today's world, it is so much trending, and it's their imagination is so good. And now the question asks is that, is there any danger of living in a fictional world? Well, guys, while living in a fictional world can be an enjoyable experience, like it's a very, enjoy or feel free, or very excited, but at the same time, it's important to recognize the dangers of becoming too immersed or too immersed in them. Like, it's easy to lose touch with reality and forget that the world we are experiencing is not real. This can lead to unrealistic expectations and disappoint when we return to the real world. Like, if we immerse too much in something, then or in the characters of fan fiction, then it is actually gonna affect our, real environment, our relationships with the peoples we have around us. Like, we can, it's natural that we start comparing our fictional characters with the peoples we live beside us, which is absolutely not correct, which is absolutely not healthy for any relationship in the real world. Like, when in the very beginning, when I started, like, I started the fan fiction, reading fan fictions, not the literatures from my school book, but the actual fan fictions, then I always used to think about that thing at least for the half day, which is somewhere all give me internal peace, but it disturbs me in the end. It truly disturbs me. Like, I always used to, compare myself, not others people's, with that fictional character, which is absolutely not correct. And I know that it's natural. Additionally, living in a fictional world can prevent us from fully engaging with the world around us, including people and experiences that are happening in our lives. So you must also, go through this process when you just go through the fan fictions and the movies. So is there any balance, or we have to make a balance between the fictional world and the real world? So how can we enjoy the benefits of fictional world while still living in the real world? It's important to find a balance. Like, I'm not saying that it's always just to live in that real world. It's absolutely not correct. We can make a balance between the fictional thing and our real life. Like, in a week, we can give 2 days or half a day to our fictions, like our fictional world. Yeah, it's important to find a balance. We can set aside time to escape into our favorite books, movies, or TV shows, but also make sure we are present in our everyday lives. It's also important to recognize when we need to take a break from fictional worlds and focus on our real world, to which we are responsible and have relationships. Yeah, it's important to find a balance between anything. Like, even if we have, a job and a passion, then we also find a balance between it. Like, just like I have a lot of studies, and my passion is podcasting. I always try to find a balance. It's not always like you can't prioritize everything at the same time. This is the truth. And in conclusion, if I want to say, I'm not giving you the opinion. Like, I'm just sharing my thoughts and exploring that what this actually, have an impact on us. In conclusion, living in a fictional world can be an exciting and enjoyable experience, but it's important to recognize its impact and find a balance. By doing so, we can fully appreciate both the fictional world and the world we love and the real world where we live in. If you see, and trust me guys, if you see the real world with those imagination and think, then you can actually find yourself in a more comforting way. You can't tell your problems to the fictional characters, right? And somewhere fictions are good, but at the same time, it's not a reality. It's just the truth that it's not a reality. So in the end, by doing so, we can fully appreciate both the fictional worlds we live and the real world we live in. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and gained some valuable insights. So this is what I wanna explore about fictional world with you. And yes, and I really hope that you enjoyed it. So share your reviews with me. And yes, please do subscribe, follow, share, and rate this podcast. So for the future content and future gossips, till then, remember, new thing leads to new exploration. And yes, don't forget to comment your favorite fan fiction. Okay, see you on the next Tuesday with new episode to explore. Bye bye.